All for the birds. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Poultry production in Tennessee continues to be a major source of farm income, and for some producers like Fentress County's Jim Bledsoe, it's a way of life they wouldn't have any other way.
I like working for myself. I mean, it's, I live the dream that everybody wants to do. I'm a farmer, and that's what I like doing. I mean, you get up early and you work hard, but you're working for yourself, and that's what I like.
Now, Bledsoe just completed building 3 new chicken barns on his farm this year, to where he now has a total of 9 in all, making him one of the largest growers for cooked foods in the Upper Cumberland. He also raises hay and alfalfa, and he did raise cattle until his chicken business took his full attention.
I get them when they're a day old. They've hatched out the day that I get them. And then, they've got a target weight of 3.9 pounds. And they figure by my feed conversion and everything how big the chickens are going to be, and sometimes they'll come out and weigh them, and they'll catch them anywhere from 35 to 40 days old, just whenever they get close to that target weight.
And that's somewhere around 315,000 chickens per flock that Bledsoe raises in those 9 barns. He says most of the breast meat winds up at Chick-fil-A restaurants, while the other parts are usually exported to Russia.
I mean, everybody's going to eat chicken. I mean, it's just a favorite food, especially in the South mainly. So, but, I mean, people eat chicken everywhere, and they export the majority of our leg quarters and lower halves off to Russia right now. So, I mean, it's got to be a growing industry.
Tennessee's broiler industry ranks 2nd in cash receipts, valued at over $413 million this past year. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.